The most popular thing that happened during COVID for dating was that they increased in number and in use. Since people couldn't get out and about, most people resolved to their reserve, went to their phone and found a place to try to hook up with other people. Many of them would not pass the Christian moral test, but some would. Tinder is the most used dating app with over 530 million users. Just to give you an idea, the top five online dating apps by millions of users, Tinder's at 530. The next one is Badoo at 318 million users, Plenty of Fish 150, Bumble 100, and Happn 100. Now, we didn't give you a further list. There was a lot of them out there. Many of them are not godly and encourage very bad sins, let's just put it that way, or a lot of problems. They definitely encourage affairs and same sex, etc. So anyways, under the category of lust in sinful cities, the study measured two more indicators. A Google search for the term Tinder by city, how many were using this online dating app since it's the most used by a long margin. And then what was the teen birth rate based by the measure of number of births based on every 1,000 females that are aged 15 to 19? Well, the good news about that data is the teen birth rate has dropped in California and in San Bernardino County in the last 4 years. In 2017, it was 21%. In 2021, it was 12.5%. However, this doesn't account for teen abortions, which was 8.7% in 2021. And as far as we know, that is increasing. California doesn't post their abortions since 2017, so people have to use other tools to find the data. So what is Tinder? It is the most popular online dating app that helps find singles who live locally to the person wherever you're seeking. It'll be local singles. It has a reputation as a hookup app. It shows picture profiles that you swipe right if you like the person and left if not interested. It does require a picture, a short blurb about yourself, and include your relationship goals. The most people that use this by age are 52% are 18 to 29, 38% 30 to 49, and only 10% for 50 and older. At the end of this email, there is, not in the podcast, but at the end of our email and on our webpage, there are a link to some resources, some articles. What's a Christian's perspective when they used Tinder? And they encourage you, if it tempts you, to delete it, use caution when meeting someone, and make sure of their motives. The estimated teen births and abortions based on the percentages, both by county and by the cities that have been named as sinful, the four sinful cities in our county out of the 182 surveyed, the county teen births is 12.5% versus abortions at 8.7%. It's 100,025 that were born to teen mothers and 715 that were murdered through abortion. San Bernardino City had 127 births versus 74 abortions. Fontana, 126 births versus 73 abortions. Ontario, 106 births versus 62 abortions. And Rancho Cucamonga, 103 births versus 60 abortions. Now, these are estimated based on the percentages. Again, it was hard to find the actual numbers that were by city. So we do know there was 1,025 that they have found by the CDC. So Father, we lift up these issues that we face in our county and other places. We pray people will review apps for safety features before they use them, that Christians would pray before using any online dating app, that there would be higher standards required when using the apps. For example, conservative pictures, nothing abusive, aggressive, immoral allowed in conversations, or the person would be kicked off. We pray that apps would be used for that apps that are used for sexual immorality would diminish in use and eventually be completely taken off because they're not making enough money. or getting enough users. We pray people would be delivered from sexual addictions, from sexual immorality. We pray for such a good work in their lives and hearts and minds that they would be set free and revived. We also pray, God, for a revival among those that are developing, promoting, and using the apps. We ask, God, that the teen births would continue to decrease in rate and abortions among teens would also decrease. That there would be more education on the option of adoption, that increased promotion of abstinence before marriage, through the home, through family, through schools, and at church. We thank you for your word that says we are allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for us. You say we're allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. May your people think that through when using a dating app or when deciding what to do if they bear a child or a family member or a church member, how to help the teen that is pregnant. In 2 Timothy 2:22, so flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. God, there is so much out there, as you know, that tempts the young person with youthful passions. Help them instead to have so many good things to be doing that they would not have time for that kind of thing, so that they would remain pure. We also pray that they would not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. As people are seeking these dates, that they would first and foremost look for people who are like-minded in their faith. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? Because you say, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. How often have we seen that happen, Lord? So we ask, God, that they would seek people who are not only like-minded, but they would look for the red flags quickly and only look for people who have high standards. We thank you that your love patience, the chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about love. It's patient, kind, not envious, boastful, arrogant, or rude, doesn't insist on its own way, not irritable, resentful, doesn't rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. We pray that as believers text or post or share anything on these dating apps, that they would consider 1 Corinthians 13 before sharing anything. And then, God, we also know you said in Genesis 2:18, it's not good that a man should be alone, that you will make him a helper fit for them. So we know people are seeking someone to live with. And for those that are doing it with right motives, God, we pray the apps will be used for that. In Jesus' name, amen.